Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Matthias. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthias scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive towards short. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Campanera scores. Monday moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Bando reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. Rudy scores. Mincher goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Barry Moore now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matias scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-1 in the game. Seghi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Monday strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mincher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthias hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Noop hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to first and has Jackson trapped. There's the throw to Noop, who tags Jackson for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Spence pinch hits for Barry Moore. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Spence now playing first base. Lee Stang now pitching. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0 for 2 in the game. Seghi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Lee Stang. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Marcel Lachman now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Rich Morales. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Knoop moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knoop scores. Hopkins moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bob Locker now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Don Eddy now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mincher. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Mincher steals third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Melton scores. Hermann moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Walt Williams pinch hits for Don Eddy. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Knoop moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Ossie Blanco pinch hits for Bob Spence. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knoop scores. Williams moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Walt Williams now playing right field. Ossie Blanco now playing first base. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Dick Green. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Lewis moves to third. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Rick Monday. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Reggie Jackson now playing center field. Tony La Russa now playing second base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Ortiz pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. La Russa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Magnuson now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing left field. Steve Hovley now playing right field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Knoop hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.